This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBCTV18 Market podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a slightly flat start, but the handover from the US markets was negative. The key indices closed with cuts of 1%. They've wrapped up the first half of this calendar year with steep losses of more than 20%, making it the steepest first half slide since 1970. That's more than 50 years. If you thought it was bad for the stock markets last month, just take a look at what happened with cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Ether, all of them under severe pressure. Yesterday, the Bitcoin briefly dipped below that 19,000 mark as well. Markets in Asia are on the back foot. Hang Seng is shut today on account of a holiday. In terms of the big macro indicators, Brent crude hovering around $115 per barrel. The dollar index just shy of their 105 mark. The FI selling in cash continues, about 1,138 crores sold in the cash market. The DI has bought 1,378 crore in cash. India's macro data appears to be positive. Core sector output has expanded by 18.1% in May. Talking about stocks, the auto sales numbers will start trickling in. Reliance has announced a franchisee partnership with Pret A Manger to launch and build the British giant sandwich and coffee chain in India. Bharti has availed of a four-year deferment of AGR dues for 2 years, FY18 as well as FY19, and the Google investment in the company has got the CCI nod. Hindustan Copper and Federal Bank should be on your radar on the back of fundraising announcement. Indus Towers, yesterday in the block deal, Bharti Airtel upped their stake by acquiring more than a 2% stake. Oberoi Realty, Suntec Realty, because Mumbai has recorded more than 9,675 property registrations in June, a growth of 23% year-on-year. And Globus Spirits has entered into an agreement to operate a plant in Ahmednagar, owned by Tilak Nagar. Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.